This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Rifles, shotguns, and narcotics were seized during a raid Wednesday near Wyville. The sheriff's office said in a press release that Danny Mitchell Williams, age 55, of 93 Fox Street, was held under a $150,000 bond. He's charged with multiple felonies ranging from trafficking to possession of a firearm by a felon. See the story on our website for more. A cooking fire Wednesday night caused major damage to a Wyville area home. No one was injured, but the fire damaged the kitchen and attic areas of the home on Creighton Street. Quick work by the Wyville Fire Department prevented the blaze from spreading into the rest of the property. Two men, including a murder suspect, were arrested after a fight on Southeastern Community College campus on Wednesday. Kason Johnson, age 46, and Johnny Mears, age 41, were arrested after Johnson allegedly tried to attack Mears' wife on the college campus. Mears was reportedly carrying a handgun at the time. He faces charges of possession of a firearm on school grounds. Johnson was charged with communicating threats, marijuana possession, and making a threatening phone call. Both men were also charged with simple affray. State health officials reported two pediatric flu deaths Wednesday. They were the first of this season. Health and Human Services is urging parents of eligible children to have their little ones vaccinated against the flu. Democrats in the General Assembly are pushing two bills to limit law enforcement's role in immigration enforcement in some locations. The bills are a response to the Trump administration crackdown on illegal immigration. House Bill 78 would prohibit law enforcement agencies and officers from assisting Immigration and Customs Enforcement in making arrests at religious institutions, schools, and hospitals. HB 80 similarly would prohibit immigration enforcement on state farmland and construction sites. Neither bill is expected to make it to a floor vote. Division of Motor Vehicles self-service kiosk and online services will not be available Saturday due to a planned maintenance outage. Most state agencies offering online services will also be unavailable through Sunday. A t-shirt and bracelet fundraiser supporting Kyler Mae Benton is set for tomorrow from 1 to 3 at the Lowe's parking lot in Wyville. Shirts are $15 and $18. Bracelets are $3 or 2 for 5. Call 910-625-7724 or 910-734-1753. Kayla is recovering at home now from injuries sustained in a car crash on January 6th that killed her mother, Misty Cripp. It's almost baseball season. The Wolfpack Optimist DYB sign-up deadline is February 22nd. The showcase is March 1st. Contact Jonathan Souls at 910-234-5906 to sign up. As we get closer to spring, movies are back at the Museum of Science in downtown Wyville. WALL-E will be shown March 1st at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. in the Museum Theater. There's no cost. Drinks and snacks will be available. There'll be opportunities for hands-on learning after each showing as well. The movie series is sponsored by International Paper. Speaking of the museum, they currently have an opening for an educator at the Wyville Landmark. Call 910-788-5100 to find out how to apply. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.